Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 8th, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, this is an awesome week, right? Are you ready to accomplish your dreams and goals and make things happen? Have you identified what the tasks are for this week that you need to take care of by Friday? Well, I hope so, and I hope by the end of today you are going to be so empowered to do just that. Take swift and immediate action. Our hot topic all this month is Dare to Dream. That's right. It's time to stop saying what you're going to do, and it's time to start taking action on your dreams and your goals. Now, why is it that many women procrastinate in taking action and as a result are stressed out about their lives and their lack of accomplishment? Well, my goal today is to shed some light on that very question as I share with you how to take rapid action on your dreams and goals. I want to welcome all of you who are new listeners to the show. I had a few people who I connected with over the weekend, and many of them said that they were going to listen to the show today, so welcome. I also want to give a big shout-out and thank you to all of the people in the Women About Biz social network that are participating and making it happen. And I also want to thank a very special person, and that is my husband, Robert, who literally through, I would say, late Saturday night all the way through Sunday night, really worked hard to do some things for me technically on the Women About Biz website. So a big shout-out and thank you to him. And also a big I love you to Robert. We just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary on Saturday, and that was very, very special. 30 years, wow. God has certainly been good to us. And you know what, ladies? It has been a blessed 30 years all the way through, and I'm just so happy about that. Of course, there is no such marriage as a perfect marriage, but the thing about it is that we learned early how to make it work and how to work through our challenges and how to be best friends, and that's what's so important in having a good relationship and a man who supports you in all that you do. So, again, happy anniversary to my hubby, Robert, and thank you once more for just making the Women About Biz website flow so smoothly. Well, we've got a great show lineup for you today. We've got some happenings at Women About Biz I want to tell you about. Also, I have a book excerpt to read to you from the book Action Has No Season by Michael Roberts. Such an excellent, excellent book. Again, the name of the book is Action Has No Season. And then I had a listener to send in an email to me to ask the question, why are keywords so important? So if we get time, if we have enough time, I'm going to answer that question. And then again, our hot topic for today is pursue your dreams and goals with rapid action. So, ladies, now is a very good time to go ahead and click over to another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member, someone who's been sharing with you that they have dreams and goals that they've been trying to pursue, that they are wanting to start a business, because certainly today is a very, very important day for them to listen as we talk about how to pursue your dreams and goals with rapid action. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online from the comfort of your smart device, please make sure that you give a shout-out on the social networks and let other people know that they, too, can listen on their smart devices or desktop by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. It's about 12:05 p.m., and again, for those of you that have just tuned in, You are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, it's that time of the day that I have to ask you that all-important question that we will be asking every single Monday all throughout the year of 2013. Every year, I try to have something that you can hold on to that's positive, something that can change your life. And this year, I came up with a set of questions. Actually, it was a blessing. I came up with a set of questions for myself to put myself in check, to hold myself accountable. And as I used those questions and I saw the immediate results from them, I said, you know what? These questions I have to share with the listeners on Successful Woman Radio, because if they answer these questions of themselves daily, they too will see similar results, or at least be able to know what you need to work on. So I call it the one-hour gift. And what is that about? Well, it means that every day you should take at least 1 hour of personal time, preferably in the morning, to look at how your day will be successful. And here are the five important questions that you should ask yourself. Starting with number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Okay? You should start your morning off on purpose, with a purpose. You should know what is supposed to be going on through your day. You should know all of your appointments and all of the actions that need to take place. Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Well, you know, this is one of those common sense things that a lot of people think goes without saying, but for a lot of business women, that's not true. As a matter of fact, sometimes you can be extremely organized and still forget to look at your calendar if you have a very, very busy day. So if you give yourself that 1 hour of personal time, you know, you can just go down this list of questions and review your calendar and schedule, and this will prevent you from allowing things to fall through the cracks, because you will be reviewing what it is that you need to be doing that day. Here's number three. Are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? I want to slow it down right here on question number three today and just say this. I know that there are a lot of you out there that maybe you are reviewing your calendar and your schedule, and maybe you're even looking at your business activities, and yet you're still allowing activities that are not pertaining to you accomplishing your goals for the week to stay on your calendar. Here's something, ladies, that you really need to understand and know, and that is that you can't say yes to every good thing, okay? You're just not going to be able to. And that you need to get your priorities in order and know what it is that you need to sacrifice. And that's right, I said that word, sacrifice, for the better good of you accomplishing your goals for the week. That's very, very important. Take a look at the things that you have on your calendar. Perhaps some of them need to be rescheduled. Take a look at what you need to get done by Friday and back yourself up to today and say, okay, if I've got to get this done by Friday, what is it that needs to happen task-wise in order for me to accomplish this? And then make sure that that takes priority, okay? Here's question number four. Who do I need to follow up with today? Of course, following up is something that's very, very important to me, and I'll be talking a little bit later about our teleclass coming up this Wednesday, the 10th, the Power of Follow-Up. But every person who is in business needs to understand one very important thing, and that is there is no such thing as not having anything to follow up with if you're in business. It's impossible, because business is something that requires total and evolving of action and follow-up and communications. And so, again, if you're not having anyone to follow up with, that in and of itself is a problem. It shows you that you still need to go back and look at your marketing strategy and what it is that you should be doing as a business owner. Another thing I want to point out to you about follow-up is that follow-up is one of those things that if you're lacking in it, it shows you where you need to improve leadership-wise. You see, we have to be savvy business owners. We have to be the type of business owners that we are working on the business instead of always working in the business, okay? We have to make sure that we are true leaders. And what that means is that you should be able to look down at your business and you should be able to see the areas that you need to follow up and follow through on. Here's the last question, question number 5. What results have I seen in my marketing? What results have I seen in my marketing? Answering this question, it reveals many things to you, and the things that it will reveal to you will vary from day to day, and sometimes it will vary week to week or month to month. The question is important that you ask of yourself, because it's going to show you two things. Either you are getting results with your marketing or you are not getting results with your marketing. And that is what's going to help you to move forward in number one, creating, a good marketing strategy, and number two, you know, seeking out the help of a marketing consultant or a marketing coach, someone that can help you craft a really good marketing plan for your business. And again, I want to encourage all of you that are listening to these 5 important questions that you can request, if you have not had one yet, a power talk from me where we can brainstorm about some of your challenges as you work through these questions or talk about your marketing. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and up in the top right menu bar, you will see Coaching Central. Once you're on Coaching Central, just look in the right-hand menu and click on Power Talk and request one, and we'll get that scheduled as soon as possible. So there you have it, ladies, the 5 questions for your one-hour gift to yourself, which is taking 1 hour daily to ask yourself important questions that literally can help you to grow your business or change your life in a positive way. I'm going to go ahead at this time and share with you happenings at Women About Biz and what we've been up to and what's going on with us at Women About Biz. First of all, I want to share with you our workshop, The Power of Follow-Up, which is coming up on this Wednesday at 12 noon. I just want to quickly read an excerpt from the description and just encourage you to go ahead and get registered for that. So let's face it, owning a business can be a challenge at times, and especially when you have to play multiple roles, from the bookkeeper to the secretary. Someone has to get the work done, right? Well, there is one role that many businesswomen allow to fall by the wayside quite often, and that is the role of following up on prospects, tasks, and other important matters that could literally help a business to generate more revenue. So, ladies, what's the solution? Well, the solution is to first have clarity on how an efficient follow-up system can help you to plan your business and to grow your business. Next, you have to design that system and commit to it and hold yourself accountable to it. So in this teleclass, I am going to be sharing with you the following: how to develop a follow-up system based on your business industry, how to automate your follow-up system using online tools, how to implement your follow-up system, which has a lot to do with time management and following through, and then how to hold yourself accountable, something that I think that if we would start doing more of that, we would accomplish more in life. And I'm going to show you how to measure your follow-up results and then how to apply for system follow-up without being pushy, because some of us feel like, okay, well, after I've called a person 1 or 2 times or after I've called them 3 times, I'm feeling like I'm treading on the border of harassing them, and so I don't want to call them back. So what I'm going to show you is how to persistently follow up without feeling like you're harassing someone, and how to get that person to respond to you. And so this is a teleclass that you don't want to miss. And literally, here's why I feel that you should take the teleclass. It's because even if you feel that you are following up, you may not have a system or you may not be following up based on your business industry. And what I have learned is when you're not following up based on your business industry and when you haven't designed a system that's really based on the target market or your client, then you're not always going to get the same results. And so that is why I think you really need to take the class. Also, I want you to understand that even if you do follow up sometimes, I need you to follow up all the time. I want you to be successful every single day. And that's what it's going to take for you to do that, is to follow up and to follow through. So this is a very powerful teleclass. Now, at the end of the class, all of the participants are going to receive my power follow-up report along with some worksheets. And I'm very excited about that. Just finished writing that up on this morning, and I'm excited because I feel that it's really a solid and good piece of information. To register for this, again, for Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time, simply go to Women About Biz, click on Events, and from there you should be able to see the teleclass listing and go ahead and register for that. Again, that's the Power of Follow-Up this Wednesday, April 10th at 12 noon. For those of you that have just tuned in, I want to thank you so much. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and you're on the Successful Woman Radio Show. It's still not too late to go ahead and flash over on another line and to have someone that you know needs motivation, they need encouragement, they need inspiration to move forward with their dreams and their goals. All this month, of course, we're talking about literally daring to dream. And each week we are breaking that down with just awesome topics that are going to help you to push forward, either grow your business, start your business, or move forward in something in life that you've been wanting to accomplish. Again, you can flash over and have them to dial 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And I want to, again, remind all of you to get out your pen and notepad because I've got some good stuff for you today. I've been recommending on the show for the last few Mondays that you might want to go ahead and just get a spiral-bound notebook that you keep at hand when you listen to the show and start a Successful Woman Radio journal. The whole purpose for the journal is because we give such good information, and although I try to get stuff up on the show notes on the site, sometimes it's a delay, and I want you to have the information and be able to put it to use right away. So if you date each of the entries in your Successful Woman Radio Journal and take good notes, you'll be able to go back and reference those when you need them, and you'll also be able to share it with others, empower others, use it in your workshops yourself. As long as you give me credit, hey, that's just totally fine with me because I am about all of us empowering one another to do great things in life and in our business. It's 12:18 after the hour, and again, I want to thank everyone who has tuned in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, I want to go ahead and answer a question that was asked of me via email. And Sherry, if you're listening, Sherry in New Jersey, thank you so much for sending that question in. She asked me, Trina, why are keywords so important? I've heard you talk about it more than once. So I just want to quickly talk about keywords and why they are so very, very important. You know, it used to be on the internet that you could put a website up and the Google spider would just, you know, search your site and go ahead and index your site and have it up in 24 to 48 hours, and that's just not the way it is anymore. The internet has become even more powerful, even more intelligent with the use of what we know as search engine spiders. And the powerful search engines ran by Google, Microsoft Network, Yahoo, basically, they have programmed all of them to search for relevancy, and relevancy is very, very important. The number one thing that people do when they go on the internet is, guess what? They search for information. That is the number one thing. That is why there are so many information millionaires out there now, because they understand that, and they understand that people are looking for really good information, and they're able to put it into ebooks and reports and programs and audios and sell it, and that is how a lot of people are making some really good money. And by the way, we're going to be talking about that on the show this year as well, is how to become an infopreneur on the internet. But for right now, I want to just go back to keywords and what keywords really are. Keywords are simply the words and phrases that people search for when they look for your type of business, service, or product, okay? Whatever it is that they are putting in the internet, that is very, very important. And again, it's important because the number one thing that Google, which is the father of all search engines, wants to do is to make sure that those of us that are website owners are putting out quality, relevant information. If you say that you are a perfume company and the search engine spider goes on your site and they see a lot of other information out there besides the words perfume and fragrance and all of those words that pertain to perfume, then they may deem your site irrelevant. So you have to be very, very careful that you keyword your site the way it's supposed to be. The other thing is that you just can't put keywords that you think are relevant, but you really need to do your due diligence, your research to determine whether or not these are indeed the keywords that people are using for your website or for your blog. How do you do that? Well, there's one free tool, one simple free tool that I think is just absolutely wonderful, and that is the Google Keyword Tool, okay? The Google Keyword Tool. And I'm going to give you the website to the Google Keyword Tool. And hopefully you guys who are taking good notes are getting this. It is, you ready? https://adwords.google.com and then another / and a zero. I'm sorry, a O, the letter O. / keyword tool. Now, I have no idea why Google didn't make this a easier URL, but there is no www in it. Again, it's https://adwords.google.com/o/keyword tool. Now, you can also find it easily by just going to Google and popping in the search box Google Keyword Tool, and it'll pull up the website right away for you as well. Now, here's why I like Google Keyword Tool. Well, first of all, I love it because it is very thorough and it gives you a lot of in-depth information. And Google is giving you this free because they want you really to put place ads on their web searches. They want you to use their AdWords program, so they're giving it to the world for free. There are a lot of keyword tool programs out there that are for pay, and they do different things. But I would have to say, I actually have one of those paid keyword programs online, and I would have to say that this Google Keyword Tool is just as good, if not better. You just have to know how to use it. Now, you can have full access to this if you have a Gmail account, because once you have a Gmail account, it opens you up to all of the Google tools that you can use for your business, the calendar, the Gmail, the keyword tools. It opens it all up for you. So really, you should go ahead and just have a Gmail account. But once you have that, you can log in into the AdWords section and use the keyword tool and just continuously, for as much as you want, look up different keyword searches, which is so very, very important. But I want to make sure I answer the question, why are keywords so important? Well, they are important, again, for number one, they have to be relevant on your website. If you have relevant keywords on your website, it's going to, number one, help the search engines to properly index your business, which means that every time someone puts in that particular keyword, your business should come up. Now, the more you use those keywords, the more you use articles with those keywords that you have discovered that are relevant for your website, the better your website or your blog is going to show up in the search results when someone puts it in there. The other thing that you have to remember is that when you are on the internet, one of the biggest things you need to know how to do is how to build your list, and I'm talking about your contact list. I can't believe how many people tell me time and time again that they'll look at their stats and see that they've had hundreds of people to visit their website over a period of 30 days, but guess what? They were not able to capture any of that information or make any offers to those individuals simply because they did not have a call to action on the front of their website, which is very, very important to have that call to action. What does this mean? It means that you need to have a way that when someone visits your website based off of a keyword search that they have done, that they just don't go all over your website looking without taking some type of action. And that falls back on you. It's your responsibility as the owner of your website and representing your company that you have thoroughly, from a marketing standpoint, created a strategy of what happens when people visit your site. So, again, keywords are very, very important for relevancy, for also placing you and indexing you in the search engines. And the third reason why keywords are so important is because when they help people to find you, you're able to build your contact list easier, right? You're able to offer some type of free report. You're able to offer some type of discounted service or membership or product sample. And if that person wants that, they're going to fill in their name, their phone number, and their email, which starts the communication line because that person is interested in what you have. The other thing that is so very, very important about keywords that I love is that if you use the right keywords when you're posting on social networks, when you're sharing information on Twitter and all of that, then guess what? It can really help people to find you as well. Remember, Facebook, fan pages, Twitter, LinkedIn, eHow, I could go on and on with a lot of different social sites that when you know what your relevant keywords are, you are able to really start attracting more people to you and come up better in the search engines, which is so very, very important. So keep in mind that keywords are indeed the most important thing when it comes to drawing visitors to your site. And I'm talking about people that you don't even know. When they go to those search engines and they start putting in various words looking for that information, your goal is to keep working on keyword strategies and articles and information that is going to get your site indexed at least within the first 10 searches on the internet for that particular topic. So, you know, keywords are indeed very, very important. And I hope that I explained this, Sherry, for you very good so that you can have a better understanding of that. It is 12:28 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to do a quick book excerpt because I think this will be a good lead-in to our hot topic for today, Pursue Your Dreams and Goals with Rapid Action. Again, Pursue Your Dreams and Goals with Rapid Action. You know, in order to develop your talents and skills to reach your capacity and to fulfill your aptitude, you must become an actionaire, says Michael Roberts, who is the author of the book Action Has No Ceasing. He goes on to say, your life will be transformed by recognizing the need to undertake action. Action is a natural to human existence and pertinent to our growth process. All life is in a state of action, and nothing can prevent it from evolving. The principle of creation underscores the human existence and the importance of action. The renowned statement, "Action speaks louder than words," contains a conviction that will bring tremendous strength, truth, and intensity to your life. If you understand the inescapable truth that nothing remains the same and change is constant, you will minimize your failures and maximize your success by becoming, and I love this term, an actionaire with every endeavor. Another frequently used statement, he says, suggests that there are three types of action happening within our existence. That which happens to you, that's the first one. that which happens around you, the second one, and that which you make happen. One of the great tragedies in our society is that less than 1% of our population takes action effectively. This concept is evidenced by one generally accepted statistic. Less than 1% of the world's population holds 99% of the wealth. Let me go back over and read that again, okay? Less than 1% of the world's population holds 99% of the wealth. And he attributes that to the fact that that 1% takes more action than anybody else. Most people are victims of another person acting upon their ideas, visions, or created opportunities. When this inaction occurs, it often results in frustration, depression, and hostility. Actionaires have little time to experience these roller coaster type emotions of instability. They are too busy manifesting their dreams or seeking out new deals. These opportunities are found both in local or familiar settings and from remote locations. Opportunities will arise from the most unexpected corners. It takes action to manifest them. Pioneering new and bold ventures is the behavior of an actionaire. When faced with a failure, a company downturn, a personal catastrophe, or any negative challenge, actionaires always strive to alter or redirect those tribulations into positive energy, thereby formulating an inviolable outcome. If you are teetering at the threshold of action and feel trepidation in regard to changing your current direction or career, you must enhance your confidence and embrace change by pursuing your desires and inner calling. The self-motivation will best occur through taking action with a positive mindset and adhering to the message of this book. And so, again, that is written by Michael Roberts. He's an attorney, and I heard him speak, it's been about 3 or 4 years ago. I heard him speak at a chamber function. And I was just taken away with his wisdom and his knowledge on the power of action. So, again, I encourage you to go ahead and add this book to your library, Action Has No Season, Strategies and Secrets to Gaining Wealth and Authority by Michael, V as in Victor, Roberts. And, again, I just love the book, and I will be sharing some more of the book with you throughout this month as we talk about Dare to Dream because it's important. That word action is taken too softly, too lightly, and we need to definitely stop doing that because we're doing ourselves a disservice when we don't take action or when we don't take that word seriously. So it's almost time for us to cover the hot topic. Pursuing your dreams with rapid action. I think you're going to love this. And I'm hopefully going to shed some light on why is it that we as women really, you know, don't take action on our dreams and goals. What is the problem? Well, before I answer it, I would like to hear your thoughts on this. And let me just say this already. Fear, of course, is always going to be the number one answer. And, of course, we'll talk about that a little bit today, but I want to hear some other, you know, opinions, if you have one, about why do you think women, okay, don't take immediate action on their dreams and their goals. Just press *1 on your phone keypad and let us know your name and the area you're calling from and proceed with your comment. Again, just press *1 if you would like to share why do you think women don't take action on their dreams and their goals. You know, I believe it was not last week, but I believe the first, it was either the last Monday in March or the first Monday, I think I shared about the woman in the rocking chair and how so many older women have so much regret because they did not accomplish their dreams and their goals, and now they are, you know, ridden with arthritis and other illnesses, or they're frail, or they can't get out. And as a result, they have so much regret that they are living a depressed life as an older woman. And this goes for men as well, everybody. You know, people have regrets in life, but I will hope that as you're listening to this show that you will realize that you do not need to have regrets in life if you learn how to go ahead and pursue your dreams and goals. I see that we have someone calling from an 803 area code. Last four of your number is 5538. You're live. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. This is Gigi. I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina. I think there's a combination of reasons. One is as women and mothers, we put our children and our family first, and we really don't take a time to connect with ourselves to give ourselves permission to have those dreams and desires.
Exactly.
I think that's one thing that, you know, I have discovered. And I think the other is failure, just really believing in yourself that you can do it, or if you're older, that it's not, you know, that it's too late. You know,
absolutely.
So I think, you know, that is something that as a support group of an advocate for moms with children with autism and special needs, I have heard that they've never really taken the time to really discover what are my dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's always been taking care of others.
Wonderful. Well, Gigi, thank you so much. And is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, it is. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, welcome. Welcome, and I hope that you become a part of our family of listeners, and thank you so much. Make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and register as a free bronze member so that we can connect with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that was Gigi from, I do believe, South Carolina. And next, we have someone who has a 510 area code. Last four of your number is 5611. Give us your name and city and proceed with your comment. You are live on the air. Last four of your phone number is 5611. Go ahead. Okay, I think perhaps that person might be calling from a cell phone and have a little bit of technical difficulty going on. I will go ahead, if you press star 1 again, 5611, I'll unmute you. If we have anyone else that would love to make a comment, I would love to hear what you have to say. Why is it that women are not accomplishing their dreams and goals? You know, I really believe in what I just read when Michael says that less than 1% of all of our population it holds the largest majority of wealth. He's telling the truth. And there is definitely a reason for that. And we're going to get into it in just a little bit and talking about how to really take swift and immediate action. I want to go back right quick to the lady in the rocking chair because, again, I remember when I first was in a seminar and I heard someone give that analogy, I wrote down that I did not want to be like that. I don't want to be an older woman in a rocking chair having lived my life but not having had a lot of joy in life because I had not pursued my dreams and my goals. You know, today in the 21st century, more than ever, they say that women have more stress today than they have ever had. And I think that a lot of it does have to do with that women have been put in a position where they not only are mothers and wives and taking care of the household, but they're expected to do so many other things. And we as women, by nature, we really are helpmeets. We really are nurturers. And so, therefore, we have a tendency to want to help out. We have a tendency to want to take care of, and we do put ourselves last. But I want to quickly give an analogy of something that I've shared many times on the show, and it's from a Christian perspective, and that is when Jesus was asked the question by the Sanhedrin Council, you know, what is the greatest commandment? He said to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, and second is to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, this is why that's so important. It's because right then and there is proof in and of itself that God automatically installs in us the ability, the natural instinct to love ourselves. And I think as we live on this earth and we live through life, we take that ability away sometimes. But we have to love ourselves. We have to care for ourselves. We have to fulfill our purpose, our talent, our dreams. We have to do that before we can really love someone else fully. Because when we are not happy with ourselves, it's very, very difficult to try and empower someone else to do something. It's very difficult to try and encourage someone else to do something that you yourself haven't done for you, right? So keep that in mind, that loving yourself should be something that's natural, okay? And loving yourself doesn't always mean doing all the things that you want, but it means doing what's best for you. And that means different things for different people. Last call, if you have a comment that you would like to make, go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad, and I would love to hear your comment. Why are women not accomplishing their dreams and their goals? I'm going to go ahead and see if I can unmute the caller with the last four of your phone number, 5611, area code 510. I'm going to unmute you one more time. Okay, caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Can you hear me? 5611, are you there? Okay, maybe you made a mistake in pressing star 1. We're going to go ahead with our hot topic, Dare to Dream, and we'll be talking about today pursuing your dreams and your goals with rapid action and what that actually means. So hopefully you guys have your journals and your notepads out and you're able to really take some good notes today. You know, ask any woman if she wants to achieve financial success and live the lifestyle of her dreams, and hands down, she'll say yes, absolutely. So why is it that many women seem to have a challenge with taking action on things? Why is it, ladies, that some of us stare opportunity in the face and do nothing to take advantage of it? Well, of course, many would say that fear is the number one issue, but I think it's so much more than that. I think it has more to do with the lack of having action skills. It's difficult to take action, you know, on anything if you're not sure on how to proceed with it. Again, Michael Roberts, author of the book Action Has No Season, says, "Nothing is formidable as taking action. Authority and wealth are only achieved through action." And action really is indeed probably the whole catalyst to becoming a successful businesswoman of any kind. I can remember my earlier days, you know, my 20-something years as a small business owner, that I seemed to care so much about what everyone else thought that it caused me to stand still on many of my dreams and goals. I would compare great things that others were doing and felt that there was no way I could compete with what they were doing. I later learned that I didn't need to compete with anyone to accomplish my dreams and goals. However, guess what? That was about 10 years later, huh? That was a long time, right, to have to realize that. We have a choice to live our life for others or to live a life of greatness and testimony of God's creation, and that creation is you. The sooner you learn that you were created with your own set of greatness and success DNA, the sooner you will be able to embrace your talents and your gifts and stop worrying about everyone else. This is when you'll be able to take immediate action on your dreams and your goals. So first, let's go ahead and define what action really means. Well, Webster says action is a verb, meaning to do something, to move forward, the process of doing. However, I like the definition that BusinessDictionary.com gives even more. It says, a sequence of steps that must be taken or activities that must be performed well for a strategy to succeed. I want to repeat that. BusinessDictionary.com says, action is a sequence of steps that must be taken or activities that must be performed well. Notice they say well, for a strategy to succeed. It says an action plan has three major elements. One, specific task, what will be done and by whom. Two, a time horizon, when will it be done. And three, resource allocation. In other words, what resources, what funds, what's needed in order for those activities, for that action to take place. So I really, really love this definition, and I will be putting it up on the notes section at successfulwomanradio.com, but I just wanted to read it out to you and let you know that it's not just any action, but it's actions that must be performed well for a strategy to succeed. So I want to give you first the benefits of taking rapid action, because rapid action is that you are moving swiftly because you are convicted in whatever it is that you are doing, okay? So again, rapid action is that you are moving swiftly, right, because you are convicted in whatever you are doing. So here are the five benefits to taking rapid action. Number one, rapid action conquers fear. We all have fears, okay? We all have fears. Can you imagine the fear that President Barack Obama has, you know, having to worry about millions and millions of people in this nation and, you know, having to get on television, the national television, and millions are watching him. Can you imagine the fear a mother has when she's giving birth for the first time, but she still has to do it, though, right? Absolutely. Can you imagine the fear some of us have had when we started our business for the first time? So when we take rapid action, though, it conquers the fear. Number two, another wonderful benefit is that it confirms your belief in your dreams and goals. You know, there is a term that I use on the show quite frequently called unshakable faith. And unshakable faith is a belief in yourself so deeply that whatever it is that you're trying to do, it causes you to take immediate and swift action. It causes you to take rapid action. And so the benefit of rapid action, again, is that it actually confirms your own belief in yourself. Number three is that rapid action brings out the leader in you. We all should be leaders in our lives, regardless of how large of a leader we are. The important thing that you need to know is we all should be leaders, okay? And action brings out the leader in you, because as a leader, you have to make quick decisions. You have to take swift action. You have to delegate. And so action allows you to be that leader. Number four is action partners with you, okay? Action partners with you in your belief system, okay? It's your partner, and it will never fail you if you agree to work with it. Number five is that action helps you to consistently move forward in your life. And, you know, moving forward in life is something that's very, very important, because there are women who have been stagnant in life for 10, 20, or 30 years or more, always saying, you know, what they're going to do but never doing it, and hanging on to a dream that's never taken out of their minds and put into action. And as a result, again, they end up having that rocking chair syndrome. And ladies, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the older woman in the rocking chair, okay? I want to be the woman of action, rapid action, and I desire that what you are listening to today is going to inspire you to want to be a woman of rapid action as well. There are so many things that get in our way as a woman, from being a mom and being married to having a full-time job, and all of those things really cause us sometimes to live life on the surface. You know, one of the things that I learn as I, you know, work with a lot of women day in and day out is that we don't necessarily go about every day asking ourselves questions. And that's one of the reasons I came up with the one-hour gift, the five important questions to ask yourself daily, is because I realized through my coaching that a lot of women don't ask themselves questions. And sometimes it's a, I believe it's a way for us to escape. By not having to answer the question, we don't have to sometimes think about what it is that we want out of life. But when we are every day in the grind, meaning we wake up, we fix breakfast, get the kids ready, you know, go to work, do whatever we have to do, when we live life on the surface and we are allowing life to dictate to us what we should be doing, we don't ask those questions. We don't dig beneath the surface to discover, okay, what it is that we really, really want out of life. So at this point, I really want you to write this question down, okay? And actually, this is three questions. The first question is, number one, do I have joy in my life at this time? Okay, do I have joy in my life at this time? Okay, here's the second question. Okay, am I happy? Because joy is a state of existence, and happy is, it can come and go. Happiness can come and go, but are you happy? Because you really want to have consistent joy, consistent happiness. And number three, am I clear? Am I clear on my dreams and goals? In other words, do you know what it is that you would like to accomplish? Now, we all can have more than one thing that we can want to accomplish, okay, and we have to do it one at a time, right? But are you clear on what you would like to accomplish in this next, let's say, 6 months to a year? Are you clear on that? Ask yourself that question. Am I clear on my dreams and goals for the next 6 months to 1 year? That's important to ask yourself, because sometimes women don't know what it is that they want out of life. They know that they're not happy. They know that they are stressed or depressed sometimes. They notice that something is missing, okay? And a lot of the times what is missing is that every woman wants to feel accomplished. Every woman wants to be able to say, look what I have done with my life. Look at my successes. And when she's not able to say that, or when she's not able to have fruit for her labor, and that fruit represents money, when she's not able to do the things she wants to do or have that lifestyle that she wants to have, a woman gets stressed and, yes, even depressed. But taking rapid action is a little bit different, because when you're ready to take rapid action, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start seeing a lot of change. So quickly, I want to go ahead and give you now five reasons why women don't take action. Now, I've told you about the benefits of rapid action. Now I want to talk about the reasons why women don't take action, and then I'll round it up with giving you some ways to take action. The first reason is fear of the unknown. Not knowing what the outcome or results will be causes some women to stand still and become paralyzed in their mind. The fear of the unknown. But what you need to understand is that rapid action really is the remedy for fear. It conquers fear, okay? This is not to say that fear is going to go away, but it conquers fear. It overrides fear. Number two, another reason is that women have a tendency to care too much about what others think about them. It's never a good thing to base your actions, ladies, on what others think about your ideas or what they think about you. Your opinion should always come priority, and if you're unsure about it, then what you need to do, number one, is research the topic or whatever it is that you need to make that decision to take action, or hire a consultant who's an expert in that particular area, or work with a coach, okay, or build a mentoring support team around yourself. But just to listen at what people say when they don't have all of the information or when they don't know exactly what you're feeling or what it is that you want to do, or to have people to shoot your dreams down, you have to be very, very careful about that. And I'll say this and say it, keep saying it, and that is be careful with who you share your dreams and goals with. Not everybody is going to be happy and jump up and down and shoot off the fireworks in their mind for your dreams and goals. Sometimes what I discover is that when you tell your dreams and goals to other people and they have a tendency to kind of have a disappointing look on their face, or they don't seem to be too excited about what you're sharing, I don't think it's always that they're not excited about what you're sharing, but what it's doing is reminding them what they themselves are not willing to do. They are not taking action on their dreams and goals. And so, of course, misery loves company, right? You got it. So you have to be careful about sharing your dreams and goals with the wrong people. You want people who are staying in the positive, people who are always encouraging you to be the best that you can be. Surround yourself with those type of individuals, and you're looking for people who can give you tips and resources and share with you how they, too, are successful, okay? Which leads me to say that, you know, you really need to learn to expand your horizon with the people that you know, because sometimes it's difficult to grow when your whole circle of influence is people who are people who are not doing anything, or people who are at your same level but they're not rising above because they can't show you how to do it if they haven't done it. So you have to make sure that you expand your horizon by talking and meeting all types of people. Very, very important. Number three, a lot of women lack the skills to take action. And this one thing right here I think will solve a lot of people's problems. One of the first things that you should do when you need to take action on your dreams and goals is to evaluate the skills required to accomplish the task supporting those dreams and goals, okay? Don't just start writing everything in your calendar and thinking you're going to get it accomplished if you're not sure of what it's going to take to get that accomplished, okay? You need to evaluate the cost beforehand and know what you need to do and find and seek out solutions. Number four, a lot of women don't have their priorities in order, okay? Now, I've had a lot of people to ask me this question when I'm teaching a live seminar or class. I have a lot of women say, well, you know, I can't put my kids second, or I can't put my husband second, or I can't do this or that. Listen, everything in its proper order, okay? If you are married, if you have children, then what it's going to require you to do is to develop a strategic system on how to spend time with your family and how to make things work. It's going to require you to be more strategic in your planning, okay? If you have a habit of cooking dinner every evening and it takes you an hour and a half to get all of that done, then perhaps you need to create a system on the weekends of making 3 to 4 casseroles or doing things more effectively so that that hour and a half can be given to you. Listen, busyness can destroy dreams. It's important to know and understand why you're always busy and with what, and what you consider a priority. Do you say yes to things that aren't helping you to accomplish your dreams and goals? You know, do you find yourself putting yourself on all types of committees and getting involved with a lot of things, but at the end of the day, your dreams and goals are not being accomplished? If so, then you've really got to look at your priorities. And number five, you think you have to do it all by yourself. A lot of women, they really, really have this problem of wanting to do everything by themselves. Ladies, in order to be a savvy businesswoman, a leader, okay, and to take action, it will require you to realize that you can't do it all by yourself, and you're going to have to build yourself a power team of people and resources to help you get it done, okay? And last but not least, how do you take rapid action? How does this action begin to form itself? Well, the first thing I think that you have to do is you have to commit that no matter how much you want to slow down or procrastinate, that you are going to take action. Number two, you need to evaluate your belief system, okay? Because I am a firm believer that when a woman doesn't take action, something's still going on in her belief system. Either she believes she can't do it, either she believes she didn't have the skills, or either she believes the outcome is not going to be like she wants it. Whatever it is, you need to evaluate your belief system, okay? And once you evaluate your belief system, then list out what you need to do to strengthen your belief and to believe in yourself more, okay? Number three, what's so very, very important and how to take rapid action is that you need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy, okay? Sometimes we can't just blow into action, but you really need to plan it out on larger projects, on larger dreams and goals. So have a plan which allows you to research and do your due diligence. Then it will make it easier for you. Number four is improve the skills that are required of you to take that action. If you evaluate the skills that you need and you're lacking on some of those skills, then you need to immediately improve on those skills. But here's one more point to number four. This is the B part. If it's going to take you too long in improving those skills, still work on those skills, but consider finding someone who already has the skills to get it done, okay? Find someone who has the skills to get it done. And last but not least, number five, in taking swift and immediate action on your dreams and goals, above all things, practice good time management, okay? Time is just so very, very important. It's very, very precious. And I don't think that we give enough credence to time. I don't think that we give honor to it enough, but really it's quite incredible. I believe time in and of itself is miraculous. And I did a time management workshop a while back, a few weeks ago, and one of the things that I shared with the participants was the definition of time. And this definition became very, very special to me. And I said that time is testimony of our existence. It lets us know that we are here. Isn't that beautiful? The Spirit gave that to me. So time is a testimony of our existence, and it lets us know that we are here. We are existing. And the more you understand how to use the power of time, then it's going to help you to take rapid action, okay? So that's all I have on pursuing your dreams and goals with rapid action. I hope that you ladies like that. Right after this quick musical introduction, I'm going to go ahead and give you your inspiration and your affirmation for this week. Well, we've come to the end of the show where I love to give you some inspiration for your week. So what I want to let you know is that you have the power to do anything that you want to do. Isn't it magnificent that God created each and every one of us as individuals? We each were installed with our own freedom of choice, ability to create and accomplish things in life. And he tells us to always guard our mind, for it is where our power resides. So, ladies, we have to develop our mental power and increase our ability to take positive action. And once we do that, we'll always see positive changes in our life and our lifestyle like never before. So here's the affirmation for you this week. It says, no one else has my success DNA, for it was given to me at birth. Therefore, I will put aside all fears, all procrastination, and all naysayers and take swift and immediate action on my dreams and goals. Once more, No one else has my success DNA, for it was given to me at birth. Therefore, I will put aside all fears, all procrastination, and all naysayers, and take swift and immediate action on my dreams and goals. That affirmation and information about pursuing your dreams and goals with rapid action will be up sometime before Wednesday on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website under show notes. So hopefully you guys, if you're driving or you weren't able to take good notes, you'll be able to go there and get that. I've enjoyed being with you ladies today and pray that the information shared has motivated you and inspired you to move forward with your dreams and your goals. Make sure you mark your calendar and tune in next Monday, April 15th at 12 noon as we discuss the truth about procrastination and fear. You're really going to like that. The truth about procrastination and fear. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Ladies, have a productive and powerful week.